1 Timothy chapter 1, we'll start reading in verse 12. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me worthy, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. The words that are big on my heart this morning in verse 12, Paul says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me. Who hath enabled me. That word enabled means to empower. It means to make strong. It means to increase in strength. The implication is an inward work. It's something that Christ has done in him. It's an inward strengthening. That means that he strengthens us from within. What Paul is actually saying is he is able to make me able. That's what I want to try to preach on. He is able to make me able. Now, this word strength, first time we find it in the Bible, is in Genesis chapter 4. Don't turn, but in that first occasion where we find the word strength, it's dealing with an inadequacy. It's dealing with something that does not have the strength or the ability or the power to produce what's expected. In other words, it's dealing with a lack. In Genesis 4:12, it says, when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. The Lord is saying, because of the curse, that ground that could have produced more will not. There's a lack. There's a need. It is not doing what it should do or it could do. And friend, that's a perfect picture of us. We are inadequate. We are weak. We are lacking. We are needy. We are unable in our own selves. Paul said, he hath enabled me. And the sooner we learn that we are weak, the better. The sooner we learn this lesson that I cannot, the better. The sooner we learn I am inadequate, I am weak, I am worthless, I cannot, the sooner you learn that, the better. The sad thing about it is many struggle through their entire life and never learn that lesson. They struggle on, they stumble on, they falter, and yet they keep struggling. They refuse to face the fact that I can't. Now notice again in verse 13, notice what he says. Who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, and injurious. Listen, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Paul said, I did what I did before I got saved in ignorance. I was blind. I didn't realize what I was doing. Could we say it like this? Paul talks here about being spiritually blind. He said, I thought I was doing right. And he did. He thought he was doing God's will. He thought that good works would provide a way to heaven. Many still believe that. But Paul said, I did what I did. I was dedicated like I was. I had given my entire life. I had given my all. And oh, I wasn't holding anything back, but I found out I had been blind. I had been wrong. I did it ignorantly. I did not know that I was wrong. I had not seen the truth because I was blind. I was ignorant to the truth. He says, I was spiritually blind. I did it in ignorance. Here's my point. He thought he was right, but he was wrong. He was spiritually blind. He did not see the truth. He did it in ignorance. All of his works, all that he was so proud of, all that he thought God was so impressed by, all that he was doing, all of his dedication, it ended up adding up to a big fat zero. He even goes so far later to say it was just like dung. All of my life that I was so impressed with, all that I was doing that I thought God was pleased with, all that I had dedicated myself to that I thought was so wonderful, he said, I was wrong. It was like dung. It was like manure. He said, I was spiritually blind. I couldn't see the truth. And the point that Paul is making, and the point that I'm making this morning, is we need to realize unless God helps us, we won't even know what truth is. We won't even know what's right. Paul thought he was right, but he was wrong. Paul thought he was doing God's will, but he was doing everything against God's will. And the point we don't want to miss this morning is the fact that Paul did it ignorantly. In his blindness, he stumbled on. In his blindness, he worked on. And he thought he was doing right. And friend, that's one of the biggest problems in our world today. That's one of the biggest problems in our church world. In people seeing things as they think it is instead of how it really is. Paul saw it in his mind. The way he was thinking, he thought he was right. But friend, he was wrong. Ignorantly, blindly, he worked and labored. And everything he did was contrary to what God wanted. And so it is today. So many people walk in blindness. So many people walk in ignorance. And here's the issue. Here's the problem. They think they're right. So did Paul. That's what ignorance is. That's what blindness is. It looks this way. It seems this way, but it isn't. I can look at my watch now and say it's 11:30 at night. Now that's partially so, for my watch is about 11:30. But the fact that I say it's 11:30 at night does not make it so. I can look at my watch and really believe it's 11:30 at night. I can believe that with all my heart and live my life according to what I believe. But that doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it so. And Paul was living his life in the way that he thought was right, but he was wrong. So I ask you this morning, will you ask God to show you? Will you ask God to open your eyes? Will you let God shine a light on your life to see if you've been ignorantly living or blindly walking in this world? So many times we think we're right, but we're wrong. Friend, I want us to realize this morning that right is right and truth is truth. Are you willing this morning to say, Lord, show me myself. If I have been wrong, show me. If I have walked in ignorance, if I have been blind, Lord, will you show me? I am willing to acknowledge it. I am willing to face that. Are you willing to do that? Now, most won't, for it's difficult. It takes humility to admit, I've been wrong. It takes humility. It takes honesty to be willing to say, I thought I was right, but I'm wrong. Paul was willing to do that because God had opened his eyes. If the Lord opens your eyes this morning, are you willing to acknowledge what he says and be honest with God and yourself and say, I have been wrong. I thought I was right, but I've been wrong. Paul said, I lived my life in ignorance. I live my life spiritually blind. Are you willing to ask God to show you the truth? It won't be easy. Flesh will resist it. Flesh rebels against admitting wrong. Flesh says, oh, you're right. Don't admit that you're wrong. Don't face the truth. But flesh is a liar. I'm talking this morning about He is able to make me able. Paul said, I walked in spiritual blindness. I was ignorant. I thought I was right. But God showed me I had been wrong all the time. And I'm convinced that's what we all need here this morning, for God to open our eyes. Some have walked in ignorance and blindness for years. And the longer we walk that way, the more difficult it is to admit, I was wrong. I was wrong. But God can help us. God can open our eyes. And the whole message this morning is, God can make a difference. If we're willing to say, Lord, open my eyes. Show me what's right. Show me the truth. Show me things as they are. Not how I see them. Not my viewpoint. Not how I feel. Not my opinion. Not even what I believe. But what is truth? Paul believed he was right, but he was wrong. And God showed you this morning that what you believed about your life was wrong. Would you be willing to face it? Would you be willing to admit it? Would you be willing to ask God to help you? If we're willing to admit our wrong, God can help us. But if we aren't, there is no help. Even God can't help somebody who won't admit they're wrong. If the Lord showed you this morning that what you believed about being a proper husband was wrong, would you admit it? If God showed you what you believe about being a godly husband is wrong, would you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been wrong. Would you face it? Would you ask God to help you? If God showed you this morning that what you believed about being a proper, godly wife had been wrong, would you admit it? Would you ask God for help? Would you ask God to forgive you? Would you say, Lord, help me to do what's right, not what I believe to be right, not what my opinion has been, not what I have believed to this point, but God, you've shown me the truth. You've shown me things as they are. I have been blinded. I have been walking in ignorance. Lord, I'm sorry. Help me to do your will. Would you be willing to admit? Would you be willing to face it? Would you be willing to ask God for help? If He showed you this morning that you have been wrong according to a major doctrine in that Bible, would you admit it? Would you be willing to say, Lord, show me the truth? If there's something I'm believing in error, if there's something I'm wrong about that Bible, show me, Lord. Open my eyes. If He did, would you be willing to say, thank you, Lord, for showing me the truth? I have been blind. I have been ignorant. But you've shown me the truth. If He showed you that, are you willing to acknowledge it? Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to respond? If God showed you this morning that your attitude was wrong, that your attitude is sour, that God's not pleased with the way you act and react, if God showed you that, you may think you're a pretty good person, and you may be, but you may not be. If God shows you, if God opens your eyes, you've been walking in ignorance, you've been walking blinded, you have thought a certain way, but if God opened your eyes to the truth, truth is right. Truth is truth. And if God tells us it is right, whether we want to admit it or not, whether it makes us feel good or bad or not, facts are facts, truth is truth. And if God opened your eyes to the truth about your life, would you be willing to listen? Are you willing to listen to Him this morning? If He showed you this morning that you depend on people too much, if He showed you this morning that you're too selfish, if He showed you this morning that you're too proud, whatever He might show us, are we willing to look and listen and admit, God, you're right, and I've been wrong? Paul said, I did these things in ignorance. I thought I was right. I honestly thought I was right. But God showed me I had been wrong all the time. He was walking in spiritual blindness. If God showed you, would you accept it? Would you ask Him to change you? Would you ask Him for help? Look in verse 12. And I think Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me. Notice what he says. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul is giving the credit. Paul is giving the praise. Paul is giving the glory to the Lord. For it was the Lord who had done the work that had been done in Paul's heart. It had been God that had opened his eyes. And he thanks Christ because Christ is the one who deserved the thanks. God had done something in Paul's heart. And Paul didn't say, oh, it was partly me. I helped out. I did my part. And God helped me some. No, he's saying all the glory, all the credit goes to Christ. He thanks the Lord for what he has done. You see, we thank the person who's done something for us. Brother Tommy, I really do thank you for this watch. That was really nice you giving me this watch. I appreciate it. Now, he's sitting there confused because he didn't give me this watch. And it's ridiculous for me to thank him for that he didn't do. You thank the person who has done something for you. And Paul, amen, thanks the Lord because the Lord, amen, is the one who had done, amen, what had been done in Paul's heart and Paul's life. Paul is realizing how helpless he has been. Paul says, I not only was blind, I not only thought I was right, but I was wrong. But there wasn't a thing I could do to better myself. When God showed me I was wrong, I couldn't make myself right. When God showed me I was weak, I couldn't make myself strong. When God showed me my problem, I couldn't do a thing about helping me with my problem. I was in a fix. I was in a mess. I was bankrupt. Can we use that word? He not only talks about being spiritually blinded, he talks about being spiritually bankrupt. The reason he thanks the Lord is because he realizes, oh God, you did it. I didn't do it. You did it. I was bankrupt. I was helpless. I mean, before I met you, I was blind. But even after I met you, I was bankrupt. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't do anything about the problem. Once I saw there was a need, I couldn't do anything about it. I was weak. I was unable. I was unfit. Paul talks about being spiritually bankrupt. That's why he thanks the Lord for what he's done. Verse 12, he says also, who hath enabled me? He says, the Lord did it. I was blind, but he opened my eyes. In 13 through 15, I won't take time to read it. He says, if it hadn't been for God, I'd still be blind. If it wasn't for him, I'd still be in ignorance. If it wasn't for him, I'd still be a lost soul, working and striving, trying to get to heaven, thinking I was going, but wrong, headed to hell. If it hadn't been for him, I'd still be blind. He says, I was bankrupt. If it hadn't been for him, I'd still be in the same condition I was in. And friend, I want to tell you what Paul's telling us. Without the help of God, we're bankrupt. Without His help, we're bankrupt. Without His help, there is no hope. Without His help, we cannot help ourselves. Paul's helplessness did not end when he got saved. You see, salvation, listen to me, salvation deals with our sin problem. All of our sin gone when we get saved. Salvation deals with our sin problem, but it does not deal with our self problem. Amen. I'm saved all the way spiritually. But I'll tell you what, there's still a self inside of me and you. And that self, that flesh, that me, that Rick is weak, inadequate, unable. That self thinks it's right. That self is ignorant. That self is helpless. And that's where we're all at. If you are saved, you still need help from God. If you are saved, you still need help that only He can provide. For we are spiritually bankrupt. Paul said it like this in Romans 7:18. For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, for the will is present with me, but how to perform it, that which is good, I find not. He says, inside of me there's that old flesh, and it's rotten, it's useless, it's vile. And he said, in my heart also is the Spirit of God, so I want to do right, but how do you do it? How do you do it? He says, I'm weak, I'm bankrupt. I'm unable. But the good news, he says in this verse, is that the Lord enabled him. Could have said again, it means to empower, to make strong, to increase strength. That means, here it is again, he is able to make me able. Paul talked about being spiritually blind and spiritually bankrupt. But in these verses, he also talks about being spiritually blessed. Amen. He said, the Lord who hath enabled me. He hath enabled me. He's able. I'm not, but He is. And the essence of where I'm going is, when I realize how bankrupt I am, when I realize how useless I am, when I realize how weak I am, when I realize I don't even know what the truth is, I don't even know what's right unless He shows me, and then when I know what's right, I can't do it unless He helps me. Amen. But He says He does help us. He does enable us. He can enable us. He is able to make me able. He talks about being spiritually blessed. Verse 12, he says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, listen, for that He counted me faithful. You know what that means? It means a lot, but it means this. It means that God knew He could trust Paul with His blessing. I'm talking about being spiritually blessed. The power of God that we need at work in our lives. His divine enablement. Him being able to make me able. If I ever sense that, if I ever experience that, if I ever have that, I must realize I have to do it His way. Paul said he knew I was going to be faithful, which means God knew He could trust me with His blessing. He knew He could trust me with His power. Some people, if God plugged His power into their lives, if He put His presence in their life, they'd misuse it. They'd get on the road and start a singing group and buy a big bus and a jet plane and put their names in lights. They'd misuse that power. Some people of God put His power in their life, they'd misuse it. They'd use it selfishly. But Paul said, God knew He could trust me with His power. Can He trust you? If He did help you, how would you use the help He gives you? If He did help you, how would you use the help that He gives you? If He does strengthen you, how will you use that strength? If He does help you, if He does enable you, if He does bless you, how will you use the blessings after you get it? He was divinely enabled. He was spiritually blessed. And He says in verse 12, also putting me into the ministry. It's like Paul said, God took me out of the blindness, out of my sin, saved me, and stuck me into the family right where He wanted me. He placed me into the ministry. He placed me into the area of service that He wanted. Paul did not sit down and say, okay, God, give me a checklist. Give me multiple choice and I'll check off the things I'll be willing to do. No, Paul sat down in essence and signed his name on the bottom with a blank sheet and just in his essence saying, Lord, whatever You want me to do. Are you willing to let God use you like He wants you to be used? Are you willing to volunteer? Are you willing to say, Lord, here I am, use me as You see fit? If you're not, you'll never experience what I'm talking about this morning. Paul said, God, put me, place me right where He wanted me. And we cannot have His power. Listen, we will not have His power. We will not have His touch doing things our way. He was spiritually blessed. God enabled Him. The word ministry, by the way, is the same word that's translated deacon, which means the servant. Well, we're willing to volunteer for things that give us the accolades or gets us the attention or gets us on the pat on the back. But are you willing to do whatever God wants you to do? And Paul said, He enabled me. Turn to Ephesians 1. I want you to read this verse with me. I'm talking about He is able to make us able. Paul said, I was blind and He opened my eyes and showed me the truth. But then when I saw the truth, I realized I'm still bankrupt. I can't do what truth is. I can't do what's right. I know what right is now, but I can't do it. But then He said, amen, God hath enabled me to do what's right. He's enabled me to do His will. Listen, verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know. Paul's talking there, and he says, that your eyes of your understanding, that your eyes might be opened, that you might understand what is right. What had he said? I thought I was right, but I was wrong. I thought my way was right, but I was wrong. Could have said again, if God showed you that you had been wrong about something, your eyes of understanding being opened, if God shows you, are you willing to listen? Are you willing to ask Him to change you? The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward, me and you, who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Do you know what He's saying in those verses? He's saying, oh, that God might open your eyes and that you might understand that all of His power is in you. The power that it took to raise His Son from the dead. Power over death. The worst enemy. The strongest enemy. The hardest accomplishment. He had power to raise His Son from the dead. If He had power to raise His Son from the dead, He has power to do anything needed on earth, which includes my life and yours. And Paul said, oh, that God might open your eyes. Have you been walking in ignorance? Have you been blinded? Have you not seen this truth? Has He yet to open your eyes? Paul said, oh, that God might open your eyes, that you might understand that the God of heaven with all of His power is in you. You know what that means? He is able to make me able. I can't, but He can. And since He's in me, amen, that makes me able. It's not my strength. It's not my ability. It's not my talent. It's not my intellect, because to tell you the truth, I'm just like Paul and so are you. We don't even know what truth is unless God opens our eyes. And when He does, we can't do a thing about it. When He shows us we're wrong, there ain't a thing we can do about it. But He can. And if He opens your eyes this morning, would you be willing to acknowledge what He's saying? Would you be willing to say, Lord, I need Your help? Listen to what it says. Just a couple of verses. You won't have to turn. Just listen. John the Baptist said, He that cometh after me is mightier than I. There's somebody coming after me. I'm weak. I'm unfit. But there's somebody coming after me. Oh, the might He has. Oh, the power that He has. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. Listen, through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He says, there's not one thing at all in the world that I can't do. If it's God's will, I can do it. Not because of me. Not because He's built up my muscles and now I'm strong and I am able. No, 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 no. We will never get to that point. He doesn't want us to. Because then I can say, look what I did. But when I realize I'm still weak, I realize I'm still bankrupt, and I yield to Him, and it gets done, then He gets the glory. He gets the credit. And that's what Paul said. There's not a thing in the world I can't do because Christ is in me, strengthening me. Nehemiah, they're building the wall, and it says they were afraid, and they got weakened. And they went to the Lord, and He strengthened them. Jesus said to the disciples, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Lord said to Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. We could put this in, perfect in your weakness. Paul, when you're weak, then I'm strong. Then you know you need to trust me. Paul continued, most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He's talking about the thorn. And he says, oh God, take this thorn away. Take this pain, take this infirmity away. 3 times he prays, oh God, deliver me. This problem is hindering me. This problem is hurting me. This problem is keeping me from doing your will. And God said, oh, you misunderstand. That thorn is what I'm using to keep you in my will. That infirmity, that need, that weakness, that problem, that pain is what I'm using to keep you humble and keep you realizing, oh, I need God again today. Oh, I need Him again for this problem. Oh, I need it again for this issue. Oh, I need God to help me. Paul learned that he needed God, and God enabled him. You say, how can that happen for me? How can I say, like Paul, I was blind and I was bankrupt, but oh, thank God I've been blessed now. I realized my weakness. I realized I was wrong. But when I realized I was wrong, when I realized my weakness, I couldn't do a thing about it. But no, now God has enabled me. I have learned He is able to make me able. How can that happen? Real quickly, recognize your powerlessness. Realize you have no power. realize you cannot what, preacher? Cannot anything. Can't nothing. There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing we can do in our strength. Recognize your powerlessness. Now, we can accept that in our head. But boy, when you've fallen so many times and you failed so many times, then you know it in your heart. You realize, oh, I am so weak. I am so powerless. When you face a problem too big for you to handle, then you know, not just in your head, but in your heart, I am powerless. I can't do anything about this problem. I can't. Realize that fact. Recognize your powerlessness. Secondly, realize His power. We can't, but He can. No matter what we need, no matter what we need, are you listening to me? No matter what we need, He is able. His power in me makes me able. Causes Him in me. Recognize your powerlessness, but realize His power. Realize He is able. I have a question. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe He is able? So many times we say we do, but we walk like we don't. By faith, we have to step out and say, Lord, I'm just trusting You. I am depending on You. We ask Him for help, but we never take a step of faith. We say, I know God can help me, but we don't take that step. Listen, by faith, say, I know God is enabling me, equipping me. He's in me. Could I just use singing for an example? I hope you realize that singing does not depend on you or your talent, your ability. If you do, I'm sorry, you're certainly going to be disappointed. But singing with a touch, only God can do that. By faith, realize God is equipping me. It's not just me standing up here. It's not just me, but the God of heaven is in me. And as you step out by faith, He enables you. A lot of times we say, Lord, please help me, but we never take that step of faith. We say, Lord, give me boldness to witness, but we never try. We say, God, help me to handle this problem, but we never take that step. Realize His power. He is able. You can't, but He can. And lastly, I'm talking about how can this experience that Paul's talking about be mine? Recognize your powerlessness. You are hopeless without Him. Realize His power. He is able. Expect His power. Depend on Him. And then remember to praise. When God helps you, when God helps you to do something that you can't do, you have a victory one day, you have a little bit of help, that situation, you make it through when you thought you couldn't. That problem you're able to handle today through God's help. Don't dare forget to thank Him. Run to Him as fast as you can. Find a place to get alone and say, oh God, thank You for the victory. Thank You for help today. Thank You for that little bit of assistance. Thank You for Your touch. I couldn't do it, but I trusted You. And oh God, You proved Yourself able. You were able to make me able. Thank You, Lord. The message this morning has been, I'm not able. I don't even know what's right. Some in this congregation and me also. There's still truths we're blinded to. We still are wrong about some things. Are you willing to say, Lord, some of you, I can sense, I don't like where He's going now. Because this isn't easy. Flesh hates it. Are you willing to say, Lord, speak to me. If there's anything I've been wrong about, if there's anything I've been ignorant to, if there's anything I've been blinded about, if I have been wrong, I'm wrong. Right's right. Truth's truth. Facts are facts. Whether I believe it or accept it or feel it or whatever, whatever my opinion is, doesn't matter. Lord, are you willing to say, Lord, show me the truth? And when He shows you, are you willing to accept it and apologize to Him and say, Lord, help me? But then when He shows us, we're not able. We can't. We don't have the strength. We don't have the ability. But my message this morning has been, even though I'm weak, even though I'm not able, even though I don't have the ability, He does. I've used this illustration before. I want to demonstrate it this morning. I cannot play the piano. I do not have the ability. If there's any doubt in this room of whether that statement is right, I'm getting ready to get rid of the doubt. But if I, who cannot, somehow would submit to the spirit of someone who could, if I would yield my will and my body and my fingers and my mind to the spirit of somebody who could, I would then be enabled to play. It would not be my ability. It would be the spirit of the one who I have submitted to. Listen, they would be able to make me able to play when I submit. Here's my ability. Get ready to be blessed. Amazing Grace, Shoemaker style. Ain't that a blessing? But if I yield myself to the spirit of one who can, there's a little bit of difference then. Him. Able, but He is. When I realize my inability, I realize my hopelessness, I recognize, God, if you don't help me, I've had it. Then realize just how powerful and able He is. And I yield myself by faith, by faith. Then He's able to make me able. But it's Him. There's some in this building this morning, you need to have your eyes open. Paul said, if the Lord hadn't opened my eyes, I'd still be stumbling around in blindness. Some here this morning, God needs to open your eyes to the fact that you're lost. You're not even going to heaven. You haven't even had your sins forgiven. May He put that in your heart. May He open your eyes and show you the facts. But those of us who are saved, this will be the way we live till the rapture, till we live this world in death. Moment by moment, saying, oh God, I can't. But I know you can. I yield to your spirit who works inside of me. I yield to He who is able. And then He's able to make me able. Stand together.